Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah.
Now, last time we had our Deshaun Tate on, we talked a lot of college basketball, and we'll get to that in just a second. But we're actually going to start off with a sport I know he hates. But it's from his region. And we want to get Deshaun's thoughts, being a East Lansing resident, his thoughts on Mel Tucker signing with Michigan State and his 10-year contract he just got. Do you have any thoughts? Are you going to come out with this I hate football, I don't know nothing about it kind of stance again?
No, I'll let it slide just this once because it is Michigan State. Grand rising, gentlemen. Happy Turkey Day. I'll tell you what, I'm kind of mad at Caleb for doing the sports flash, putting a little bit too much emphasis on how Michigan State crumbled to Ohio State. But nonetheless, I'm happy about the Mel Tucker.
Yeah, a little salty about that this morning. Okay, all right.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, just a little bit. No, obviously I'm happy about the extension that Mel Tucker is going to get. You go 2-5 last year and 9-2 so far this year. The battle of Deshaun Tate and Mike Conte is coming up this weekend. Penn State and Michigan State. I don't know what to say. I'm really happy to have a coach that other people wants as well. That always makes a big difference. Spent some time here in SEC country as well as a coordinator for Georgia. He's been around for a while, and I think some of that experience is starting to show at Michigan State. I think it's pretty deserving.
All right. Well, Garrett wanted to know if it's now a football school instead of a basketball school.
Two-sport program. We do two over here. Been the Final Four in both sports.
Oh, all right.
There you go. Oh, that was a good comeback.
How about that?
That was a good one.
He was loaded and ready for that one.
There you go, Garrett.
Before we get to college, talk a little NBA last night and what's happened with this Hawks. It seems like coming home has been good for them. They came home and they were able to carry it on the road. You had, what, 8 guys in double figures last night? Trae Young scores 31, and they have that many guys in double figures. What does it tell you about that team right now?
Yeah, you stole my stats. 6 guys and
eight
guys, rather.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. You're lucky it's Thanksgiving. I'll let you have it just this once. Just don't make it a habit.
All right, listen,
this is a team. I've heard of the term you win some, you lose some. Well, in this case, you win 6, you lose 6, and you win 6. And so that's what the Hawks have done. And what I think has really changed and one of the bigger difference makers for me, what seems like the elephant in the room and sticking out like a sore thumb, is Lou Williams coming in off the bench, actually getting some time, something that we didn't see nearly as much in some of those losses. But, when this team, I noticed when they were going on the losses and on that losing streak and they tend to get flustered and calls not going their way and those things, Lou Williams is instant offense, and that's something that everybody knows. But not only that, he is the veteran leader, the guy with the most experience on this team, particularly in the playoffs, amongst other things. And he can bring these guys together, get them on the same accord, and keep heads cool and things like that. So I'm happy to see him getting some more time. And they're just playing overall much better. We'll see how that looks. One game on the road, now it's time to get ready to go on another game on the road against a team that's you know, won three of their last five games against Memphis.
Want to mention one guy, Clint Capella. He's got his double-double, and I think last year when things were really rolling for this team, to me it was when he was getting a double-double a game. Last night, 11 points, 13 rebounds. If he does that consistently, that's a key to Hawks winning too.
It definitely is. And, you know, Clint is one of those guys that, you know, they obviously rely upon to be defensive anchor, rebounding leader and champion, defending coming off of last year. But just being able to get the production out of Cam in that second unit, if there could be some consistency. We saw it at the beginning of the season, at the very, very beginning, and then it started to dwindle a little bit. Now we're kind of seeing it a little bit more, so I think that's something that's obviously really good. The question here will never really be moving forward. Two things, the Atlanta Hawks in terms of scoring the basketball but getting stops on the other end. And not only that, I just want to really see this team be able to play the teams that are of lesser quality than they are, you know, see them play them the same way that they do the teams that, you know, they expect to defend for world championships or contend for world championships and conference championships as well.
That is DeShawn Tate. He's joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this Thanksgiving morning. Staying in the division right now, we know Miami's going to be what they are, but Washington and Charlotte, they right now are up on the Hawks. Not by much, but again, it's early in the season. Of those two, or both of them in your mind, which one is the one that's going to sustain itself and be there and be a contender probably throughout the season, if you had to guess?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that one's going to be tough. I mean, both of them are playing really well and one of the more youthful rosters in the league. I have them at about a 50-50. I'm not sure. I think they're going to both be right there on the outside or barely on the outside looking in and or barely on the inside playing in the play-in, if you will, of the postseason. The concern for me with a team like Charlotte, they never really have the bigs. They have the guard play, they have the wings, but they have inexperienced bigs, and some of the experienced bigs that they do have not really bringing the production and the contribution. For how long did we see guys like Bismack Biyombo on the roster? And, you know, now I think they have always had like a Plumlee or a Zeller on the team
that
works
like
really hard. Yeah. But not really given exactly what you need. And I think that's one of their biggest issues, and that's not necessarily the problem with Washington. So I think it is 50-50. If I had to go one or the other, I'd probably say it's Washington because they also were a team that made the playoffs last year, and Charlotte was on the outside.
Folks, we are spending time. Please be spending some time with on this Thanksgiving morning with DeShawn Tate. He is social. You can find him on Twitter at Tate Takes Hoop, at Tate Takes Hoops. Where he has talks all things basketball, all levels. I got one more NBA thing for you. LeBron James, what's your take on the whole thing with him this week? Because he was back last night. He had a big game last night.
Yeah, you know, this is crazy. Just thinking about it, the simple fact that had Isaiah Stewart been the one doing something like that to LeBron James, I feel LeBron James would still be on the floor holding his face, rolling around on the ground right now. So, but listen, outside of that, it's something that's not called for in this league. He's the face of this league. We all understand that. We all overstand that. It looked like a dirty play, but who am I from my neck of the woods on the basketball I grew up on talking about guys making dirty plays? So I totally get that part as well. It's a physical game. Some things are uncalled for, but I don't think that you necessarily have to go back, you know, and look at this thing from multiple different angles to see. I mean, LeBron James, one thing I had a hard time getting over is when you do something like that, what appears to be intentional, and then turning around and extending your arms almost as if it's like, are you okay? I hope he's okay type of deal. That's kind of a hard pill to swallow for me personally, and I expect some bad blood between the two teams when they do get a chance to play again, at least between the two players.
Listen, DeShawn, we got some folks that need to know what's going on over there on the flats. Let's go down to college here for a minute in Georgia Tech right now. Now, Sam railed a couple weeks ago, when once again, in his mind, they hid that Georgia Tech-Georgia game. All right, they played it up in Athens, but for whatever reason, it didn't get the focus and
Well, it was on a Friday night during high school football playoffs.
So he thinks that game should be in a more prominent spot.
It ought to be like this weekend when they play the football game. How about that?
So anyway, your thoughts before we get on out of here on what's going on. We know Georgia's struggling, but Georgia Tech so far this year, something to keep an eye on?
Yeah. Maybe. I think that this is a team that, you know, will definitely – you mentioned talking about this basketball team in which
right. They,
you know, have a lot of experience and going to get some wins in the ACC. They're going to get – there's going to be some losses there as well. Really good guard play, like we were talking about the Charlotte Hornets. When you start talking about in the front court, they need some help there as well, especially when you have the ACC Player of the Year departing. It's going to be a tough road for them, but I do expect for them to be right there to make a run at the NCAA tournament and at least to get in.
Yeah, these guys are sitting at 4-1 right now, so it is a good story coming out. Anyway, listen, Deshaun, we are not done with you. We're just getting started, but wanted to just tap into your knowledge on this Thanksgiving morning and let folks know you're going to be coming back, and we're going to be talking a whole lot more college basketball and, of course, some NBA with you. But in the meantime, enjoy your Thanksgiving, partner.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys. At Tate's Take Hoops on the Twitter. Happy Paterky Day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.